I swear, I'll tell you what. If you could just be behind the scenes here on the show for like 5 minutes, you would know why I'm so crazy. Hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. 833-563-2539. I guess it's already been blown here, but this is the most awkward thing. I don't even understand how it happened. Producer Porkchop, what have you been trying to do or you did in the past? Today, we've got our technical producer, Lenny Bree. He's running things for us in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now. And in Indianapolis, Indiana, where we're also on the air, we've got Mallory. She's filling in today, just helping out on the show and doing stuff like the garbage. And apparently, there's a connection between those two that I never knew about.
Yeah, so Mallory, she usually does nights here, so she's kind of like the Amir Diamond in Houston.
Yep.
But anyways, a couple of months ago, I went up to Mallory, and I was just talking to her, getting to know her. And if you obviously you don't know because you can't see us, but Mallory, she's a good-looking human
being.
She's
hot. She's a good-looking girl.
You're out.
Right back at you guys.
Yeah, Mallory's a good-looking human being. And then our technical producer, Lenny, in Houston, he's a good-looking human being as well. So I went up to, or I texted or called Lenny. I was like, hey, like our night girl here in Indianapolis, like you should add her back on Instagram. And then I went to Mallory and I was like, hey, like our technical producer Lenny, like you should add him on Instagram. So they added each other. And I just thought it was funny this morning when Lenny was like, hey, what up, girl? So I think we should just let them talk, Joe.
Oh, like a dating show?
No,
right now?
We should just let them talk.
All right, go ahead. Lenny and Mallory, go ahead and get to know each other.
What's your sign?
What's that?
What's your sign?
Oh, Aquarius. What's yours?
Ooh, I'm a Scorpio.
Oh, I like Scorpios. I've had past with Scorpios.
You like Scorpios?
Not that I like them, but I have a past.
Oh, that's a first.
How do you both feel about long-distance relationships?
Okay, straight to the point.
Yo, if it's with Mallory, I'm down with it.
I told you.
Love knows no bounds, really.
I don't understand. Is this not the dumbest thing you've ever heard if you're listening to the Joe and Alex Show? That Porkchop tries to play matchmaker with people that are thousands of miles away. Like, out of all the people you're trying to set our coworker up with, you're like, let me hook you up with a guy that's 2,000 miles away.
Dude, I know. I know. I'm a matchmaker.
When you know, that's, you know, right?
Yeah, when you know, you know. You know, I can fly out to Indy anytime, baby. It's no problem.
All right, so now let me ask you this. Have you ever noticed Mallory on Instagram? Have you ever watched any of her stories or liked any of her pictures?
Hell yeah.
Oh, shoot.
That means a lot, too, because, Lenny, you are popping on Instagram.
Oh, don't even worry about the popularity factor, baby.
Dude. How many times he says that to girls in DMs?
I was going to say, you are pretty smooth, but... I'm taking
well,
it.
I never talk to girls. I've been single for, almost 2 years now.
Really?
Why have you been single for 2 years?
Ooh, I try not to get into relationships because...
You have commitment issues, right?
I have a lot of issues.
Ooh, Mallory.
To be fair, I haven't had a boyfriend since high school. Like a boyfriend.
How long is that then? Like, I don't know how old you are.
Like 4 or 5 years.
Oh my God, do you know how to kiss?
I know how to kiss.
Okay.
I just don't know how to commit.
Okay. So wait, hold on. Would two people that have commitment issues cancel each other out? Wouldn't that be perfect? Like, would that be the perfect thing to set it up right there?
What do you think, Porkchop? You're the...
Yeah, I definitely think so. You know, they could work it out together. I think we should give them each other's numbers and...
Your boyfriend's across the country. Do you guys think you're going to be able to do the long distance thing that you're trying to set up these two with?
He's actually flying back today, so...
Oh, that didn't last long.
No, that's what he does. He goes on the road for 4 weeks and then comes home for a week.
Okay. 833-563-2539. Is this something we should pursue here? First of all, too, like, have you ever dated a coworker?
I'm hesitant about, like, long-distance relationships when you're starting long-distance. You know, like, it's one thing when you're together, but then you move away, but then it's like you start out separate, you know?
I just don't know how people do it. Like, unless you're really sad and lonely, like, I get how you, like, you want to connect to somebody on there. But I agree with Mallory. Like, how do you do that? You need that physical touch. You need that intimacy. You can't get that with a FaceTime.
Yeah, you're killing my vibe here, Mallory. Lenny, how do you feel?
Check this out. I have some bad news. So anytime I'm about to start talking to a girl, I always look up our signs and see our compatibility.
Oh, no.
So I looked up our compatibility.
What's
we
this
have
say?
40%. That's the lowest that I've ever seen.
Oh.
It says, it's very difficult for these partners to find a balance of passion, emotion, and rational thinking. While Scorpio sexuality is hungry, deeply emotional, and pervasive, Aquarius wants to be free of any boundaries and emotion.
Yeah, that's
and will
true.
Have real trouble being with a possessive partner. And I'm very possessive.
Well, I like a passion. Is that the same thing?
I wouldn't say it's passion. I would more so say, especially since we're in a long-distance relationship.
Yeah, that might get a little...
Hold on, you're not in a long-distance relationship yet. All right, I'm just going to put the kibosh on this.
I tried, man. Hey, Mallory, I've got a friend. His name is Joe. He lives here in Indianapolis.
No, I'm good. Mallory, like, you're cute, you're cool and all that, but you're like, I don't know, you're like a little sister. You're like 10 years old or something compared to me. I'm like your grandpa. So why don't we just say this, pork chop? In the foreseen future, no more trying to hook up coworkers, okay?
All right.
I mean, if you guys do hook up, though, we'll talk about it on the show. So there's always that.